This is Discoveries at Walt Disney Concert Hall from NPR. I'm Renee Montaigne. As creative chair for jazz at the LA Philharmonic, bass player Christian McBride gets to program 4 concerts a year. And the moment he got the job, he put Charles Mingus's monumental 2.5-hour jazz symphony, Epitaph, at the top of his list.
When you hear Mingus's music, that's about as advanced as you can get. But it's always rooted. It's always coming out of that real indigenous black tradition. I'm talking about like work songs and gospel, you know, all the way up through Ellington, all the way up through the strife of the 60s. All of that is in his music.
Hear selections from a rare performance of Charles Mingus's groundbreaking composition, Epitaph. This time on Discoveries at Walt Disney Concert Hall from NPR. The conductor of this concert is composer Gunther Schuller. He says jazz bassist and composer Charles Mingus was a man of many moods, and he sees them in the very fabric of Mingus's masterpiece, Epitaph.
I knew him quite well. He could be as gentle as a baby, and he could also be so full of tantrums and explosive and angry. And all of this range of feelings is in this piece. It's all there. It's like a musical picture of Mingus's personality, from the most beautiful, gentle ballads, lyric pieces, to these extremely chaotic, disorganized, wild pieces.
Here's a moment from Epitaph that expresses Charles Mingus's gentler side, a tender ballad called Noon Night.
Thank you.
Gunther Schuller conducting a 31-piece jazz orchestra performing Noon Night from Charles Mingus's Epitaph on stage at Walt Disney Concert Hall. Coming up, much more Mingus, Gentle and Wild. This is Discoveries at Walt Disney Concert Hall from NPR. It's a series that explores an eclectic mix of music from the heart of L.A. Singer-songwriters, classical musicians, world music, and jazz artists. I'm Renee Montaigne. This time it's a sampling of music from Charles Mingus's colossal work, Epitaph, conducted by composer and educator Gunther Schuller.
Considering that Epitaph is Mingus's greatest masterpiece, it's 2.5 hours long, it's of immense proportions, 19 movements or whatever, it's rather strange that we really don't know very much how he came to write this monumental piece.
By the time it premiered in 1962, Charles Mingus was already well known as a composer, band leader, and virtuoso bass player. He'd worked with Miles Davis, Charlie Parker, and Duke Ellington, among others. Gunther Schuller says Mingus probably composed most of the piece over a 3-year period in the late 1950s. He scored it for a 31-piece double jazz orchestra and got an all-star group to play it. Even so, the first performance was a travesty.
There's this famous, legendary, disastrous concert and recording session in Town Hall, where I happened to be present, and it was one of the most chaotic and frustrating and disastrous concert that anybody has ever heard, because the music was so difficult and so strange, he hadn't had a chance to rehearse it properly, and the copyists were indeed even still copying some of the music, wasn't even fully ready, and so the musicians couldn't handle it. And so eventually the concert was aborted when the union stage crew said, wait a minute, it's midnight, we've got to stop this.
The performance hit Mingus hard. He took his scores and put them away.
Mingus was very distraught about this and hardly ever mentioned it again.
Ten years after Mingus died from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, the score, 4 feet high and 4,235 measures long, was discovered in a closet in his apartment. Andrew Holmsey reconstructed it, and Schuller conducted it in 1989. The work was titled Epitaph because a few movements in the score had that word in block letters. Schuller says, according to Mingus's widow, Sue,
she said that he thought finally that this was his epitaph. It's a kind of sad way of putting it, but that's as much as we know. His requiem, you know.
At Walt Disney Concert Hall, a 31-piece jazz orchestra played the entire 2.5 hours of Mingus's Epitaph. It's not performed very often, so this was a rare event, and we'll hear highlights from it, starting with the opening, main score, which features a growling trombone solo.
Thank you.
the opening movement of Charles Mingus's Epitaph, conducted by Gunther Schuller.
The next piece is I Can't Get Started, which was a piece written by Vernon Duke, great Broadway show composer. But he turned it into a huge, elongated piece of 13 variations on that theme. And by the time you're in the second variation, you're no longer with Vernon Duke. You're in Mingus territory.
Thank you.
start it. From Charles Mingus's epic work, Epitaph, from a performance at Walt Disney Concert Hall. Conductor Gunther Schuller says the next excerpt, Better Get Hit in Your Soul, is a crowd pleaser.
It's a kind of church music, gospel, jazz, and that's always the biggest hit in every concert because that's really elementary, basic, soulful, going back to the 1920s, New Orleans and all that kind of jazz.
Better Get Hit in Your Soul from Charles Mingus's rarely performed masterwork Epitaph. Coming up, Stride Piano with Jazz Bassoon. You're listening to Discoveries at Walt Disney Concert Hall from NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. From the Kresge Foundation, investing in nonprofits to help them catalyze growth, connect to stakeholders, and challenge greater support, on the web at kresge.org. From Rosalind Croman Swig, thanking the donors to the NPR Foundation and councils for their support of NPR programming. From the Wallace Foundation, supporting ideas, sharing solutions, expanding opportunities, on the web at wallacefoundation.org. And from Carnegie Corporation of New York, a foundation created by Andrew Carnegie to promote the advancement and diffusion of knowledge and understanding.
This is Discoveries at Walt Disney Concert Hall from NPR. I'm Renee Montaigne. This time, highlights from Charles Mingus's jazz masterpiece, Epitaph. Conductor Gunther Schuller says the piece reflects Mingus's huge musical appetite.
Mingus's music goes all the way from the simplest, basic kind of soulful swinging jazz, as might have occurred in the 1930s or something like that, all the way to the extremes of modern jazz and avant-gardism and music that makes you think of Bartok and Stravinsky.
And like all jazz composers, Mingus builds in lots of room to improvise. In the next movement, Chill of Death, Schuller says Mingus takes that to an extreme.
Nobody had ever done this before, and no one has done it since. Namely, to have the entire orchestra at one point or another improvising simultaneously. Usually you have an improvised solo, or you might have a duet, two people improvising. Here you have as many as 29 people improvising simultaneously. It's quite chaotic at times. At times it's very, very beautiful.
You're listening to selections from Charles Mingus's Epitaph, performed at Walt Disney Concert Hall in L.A. The next piece is a tribute to two of Mingus's favorite jazz artists, his friend, pianist Thelonious Monk, and early jazz trumpeter Bunk Johnson. It's called Monk Bunk. Monk Bunk from Epitaph. Conductor Gunther Schuller says in the next selection, Wolverine Blues, Charles Mingus reimagines a 1920s jazz tune.
He does a kind of parody of old stride piano style from the 1920s, and that piece is kind of remarkable because it has one of the few bassoon solos. The bassoon was never in jazz. Mingus wrote for it. And it's remarkable to hear a bassoon improvising.
Thank you.
Highlights from Charles Mingus's jazz masterpiece, Epitaph. The broadcast of this LA Phil Presents concert is made possible through the support of the County of Los Angeles. Special thanks to Brian Grohl and Daniel Song. Fred Vogler recorded this performance at Walt Disney Concert Hall. Additional engineering, Neil Tevel, Marcia Caldwell, Neil Rausch, and Manya. Our program was written by Jeff London and produced by Flan Williams and Jeff London. Anya Grundman is executive producer of NPR Music. I'm Renee Montaigne, and this is Discoveries at Walt Disney Concert Hall. To hear this program again and to hear the entire 2.5-hour performance of Epitaph, go to NPR's new music site, npr.org/music. Thank you for listening.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. From the Kresge Foundation, investing in nonprofits to help them catalyze growth, connect to stakeholders, and challenge greater support. On the web at kresge.org. From Rosalind Croman Swig, thanking the donors to the NPR Foundation and councils for their support of NPR programming. From the Wallace Foundation, supporting ideas, sharing solutions, expanding opportunities. On the web at wallacefoundation.org. And from the Annenberg Fund for Excellence in Communications and Education. This is NPR, National Public Radio.